Are you interested in bringing communities together? Are you interested in bridging cultural and communication gaps? Are you interested in podcasting? We want to help build a better world through better understanding of one another. And we want to amplify your voice in the conversation. So bring your ideas and voice to the Venn Network. We will help you bring your voice to the world.
Two Iraqis came here to this country, were radicalized.
For that terror attack overseas.
Assalamu alaikum. We're back for part two. If you're joining us late and you were already like wondering what happened to the introduction that we do, scroll down the page a little bit and find that, because we had a little bit of a problem with technology. Just so everybody knows, in case you weren't aware, Facebook was actually down twice this week. So I'm assuming there was some little hiccup with what happened, and they're still having some issues. But Imam Azhar had just thrown it to me, and he asked me what we were talking about tonight. And I was just about to say that we are talking about Thanksgiving, and not just the act, or not just the large meal that we're all going to eat tomorrow, because inshallah, some of us are going to have a meal with family and friends, and we're, you know, inshallah, we're going to enjoy that. But we're also going to take a moment tomorrow, which shouldn't be tomorrow, it should be every day all the time, and we're going to give thanks. And we're going to give thanks for the food and the blessings and the people and the roof that we have, that we'll be enjoying that meal under. And with that, I'll throw it back to Imam Azhar.
Well, thank you so much, Carl, for that. And yes, we apologize for the little mishap. This is technology, and that's what happens when we are in far distance. But the thought dawned upon me and Carl tonight, well, Carl and I tonight, when we were discussing just before we started the show, and that was to talk about how difficult it is to be thankful and to give thanks. We're living in a world where people have difficulty counting their blessings. And when they try to enumerate those blessings, instead of going in the positive, we end up going into the negative, like the Canadian weather. And so the question arises, why is it so hard to give thanks? And also what it means to give thanks. These are two things I think I want to talk about for the next few minutes. Number one, why is it so hard to give thanks? How am I making that statement? Because it's become more common in the world that we live in today to talk to people and hear them say, I'm sick and tired of life. I wish I wasn't born.
Thanks.
How am I making that statement? Continue. Because I wish I died. And so on and so forth. These type of statements, which are negative in their essence, allude towards the fact that a person has forgotten everything that they have by focusing only on what they don't. No one has ever promised that life would be perfect. No one has ever promised that life will be as we want it to be. That has not been the history of the world that we live in today, nor is it going to be, it may not be an experience someone will be able to feel in the world tomorrow. Nevertheless, there are so many things that are positive in our life that it's imperative that we contemplate over those positive things in order to push away the negativity. So what we've termed today is giving thanks mission impossible is truly has become an impossible mission because everything out there is negative, and it's becoming more and more difficult to hide behind the layers of fantasy, hoping that life is hunky-dory, but in reality we know it's not, and the people around us are figuring out it is not. So giving thanks for all the things that we have has to be revived by thinking about all the things that we consider by default to be part of who we are and what we should have. For example, a person doesn't, it's seldom that we give thanks for life because we think by default we own it. We seldom give thanks for health because we by default feel we deserve it. We seldom give thanks for the ability to breathe, walk, and move because we feel by default this is my ability and I make those decisions to be so and to do so. So There are people in this world who don't have limbs. There are people in this world who cannot hear. There are people in this world that cannot see. There are people in this world that don't even know where they're going to sleep tonight in this part of the world, and maybe sleeping tonight in a different part from where they slept the night before. All the things that we have are truly blessings, and it's imperative that we acknowledge them by constantly reminding ourselves and others about them. So if Carl was to come to me tonight, or let me switch around, I'm going to come to Carl tonight and say, Carl, I'm sick of my life. I don't have nothing to live for. I just hate life. Life sucks. I wish I never lived. Carl would be that brother that I need, that answer and the solution I'm looking for, by telling me, you're talking. Isn't that enough to live for? You're walking. Isn't that enough to live for? You actually have the ability to think and to strive for something better. Isn't that something to live for? We're forgetting, my fellow listeners, that all of us are in this world not to focus on ourselves. We've never been sent here to think about ourselves. Allah, the Lord and Creator, has told us in the Quran that He has created us perfectly in the way He designed us, in the way He molded us, in the way He made us. We're perfect. And everything that we need from our base necessities, He has promised to facilitate us, facilitate it for us. Now, will it be facilitated in the way I want it to be facilitated? Possibly not, but He will facilitate it. Am I looking the way I wish I looked? Am I of the height, the stature, the weight in proportion to the way I wanted? Maybe not. But it does not mean that you're not good enough or you're not perfect enough, because Allah has made us perfect in His own way. And He is facilitating our needs on His own schedule. And that's not going to change, even though if we cross over to the other side of the world, or we go to Timbuktu and come back, it's not going to change. We're here for a much bigger purpose, and that purpose is to show goodness, to express compassion, love, and understanding to ourselves, our family, our community, and the world at large. Carl, last night I came back from a, well, last night I attended, and I came back home late last night from a Thanksgiving interfaith service, which was held in a Jewish synagogue, where the Adhan was called, where a lecture of Jesus being someone's savior was spoken, where songs were sang, and where people of all different faiths talked about what they had to give thanks for. And it is just an important reminder to all those who are in attendance, including myself, even though we may have not found the message of some of those people who spoke to be corresponding with our beliefs or our ways, what we did realize was there's so much to be grateful for. And so giving thanks is imperative. It's hard to give thanks in our world today because we see a lot of negativity, but we don't see the positive things which we have taken for granted, and we assume by default they are ours. So I just went all the way back. Now, how do we move forward? Remember, your existence is a blessing. It's worth living for that. All the things that are happening to you and around you, even if it's the slightest good thing in your eyes, is something worth living for. And in order to expand on it, to bring forth the understanding as to what impact I can put on this world and what legacy I can leave behind, I need to do two things. One is I need to remind myself that there's so many good things that I have, and to give thanks for them. And number two, allow others to realize that there's so many good things that they have. Even if the person is blind, deaf, unable to speak, unable to comprehend, has no fingers, rather has no hands, better yet has no arms, has no toes, no feet, no shins, no knees, better off they have nothing. They are just a body that's sitting there. Their mere existence is also a blessing. And for them to acknowledge that they have a blessing, it is sad for someone who has even one finger more than they do to forget that blessings do exist in their life also. Carl?
So as I was sitting here listening to you, I had the realization that sadly, I could go very dark with this. Mm-hmm. Because, and unfortunately, what I'm going to say is there's nothing wrong with what I'm about to say. It's all 100% truthful. And I'm sorry if I ruin anybody's Thanksgiving with this, but it is what it is. And tomorrow, a majority of Americans are going to gather around a table and we're going to overeat and we're going to stuff ourselves and we're going to make ourselves full. And then we're going to complain about how much we ate and how we feel because we ate too much. But while we're doing this, we need to remember that people in Yemen don't have enough to eat. People in Yemen are literally starving themselves. Not by choice, of course, but they're starving to death in Yemen. And so we're going to sit around tomorrow and we're going to make pigs of ourselves while people in Yemen are quite literally starving to death. So in the process of being thankful for all your fingers and all your toes and all your teeth and all your family, take a minute to make dua for those in Yemen and take a minute to remember that, be thankful for the food that's in front of you.
Well, so too, Brother Carl, that thought process that you just explained to our listeners and myself is only possible when we see outside the box. Our world is progressing, as we say, but progress is not what's happening. We're just going fast-paced in the opposite direction, and we're so caught up on our speed that we don't realize we're going back into time. We are living in a society, in a world where everyone is self-engrossed. How I look on social media, how people respond to my likes or dislikes or my post, it's all about me, myself, and I. And when we were kids, Carl, we grew up understanding that it's not about ourselves. It's about others. Where did that go in the equation of life? I'm clueless. But the thing is, who cares about Yemen? Who cares about the homeless people in America? Who cares about those who are going to lose their homes because of medical bills? Yeah, these are all stories. You know, we've heard it a million times. Yeah, but you only listen to it when it happens to you. You know why you're going to listen to when it happens to you? Because until that time, you're so caught up in yourself, you don't realize that the world is more bigger than you. And that's my question. How will these solutions be brought forth to the problems that exist in our world? Well, someone will take care of it. Who is that someone? Is a prophet coming down? Is an angel coming down? Is God going to come down and fix it up? Is Jesus going to come and fix it up? Who's going to fix it? God sent you to fix it. God gave you the ability so that you can do something to not just fix the problems, but set forth a better path so that those problems don't repeat themselves ever again. But again, self-absorbed, focused inwards, not able to see outside of ourselves. That is why misery is piling on top of misery. So once again, listeners, you have to get out of that bubble assuming that life sucks. Life doesn't suck. Your mindset sucks because you feel it sucks. The way your brain is wired, there's no machine on this earth that can replicate that. The way your intestines and your gastric tract function and digest and keep what's good and remove what's harmful, nothing in the world can replicate that to the dot. Yes, we've made systems that mimic these things, but there's nothing that can do that in its perfection because that's what God gave to you. It's perfect. It's perfect. So tonight, in light of Thanksgiving, as Carl said, we should be giving thanks every day. I think with the time off and with the responsibilities to some extent reduced, spend a night in reflection and start enumerating at least 100 things that you should be grateful for. That now that you enumerate those things, you can start utilizing those things in a more positive manner. And by giving thanks, you'll get out of that cocoon and bubble of yourself, and you'll be able to see the world. You'll be able to smell it. You'll be able to feel it. You'll be able to comprehend it. And hopefully by that, you'll be able to contribute towards its betterment. Now that you have done that, you are giving thanks. So giving thanks is not a word. It's not in Islam, alhamdulillah, praise be to God. It is not in any other religion, putting your hands up and praising the Lord. Giving thanks means that you're using it in the way it was meant to be utilized, and that you're benefiting it from a way that it was meant to be benefited from. And you're helping others through it in a way that others were meant to be assisted by it. Now that's question number one of the two questions I posed in the beginning of the show. What is a sign of a grateful person? The sign of a grateful person is, number one, they will always feel that they weren't worthy of what they have. What are we looking at right now? I wish I had more. How come I don't have enough? How come my world isn't as good as theirs? That's because we're in that bubble. Once you get out of that bubble, you'll say to yourself, I wasn't worthy at all to have all this. It wasn't meant for me. Maybe God made a mistake by giving it to me when that person over there deserves that health. That person over there deserves that wealth. That person over there deserves that smile. I wasn't worthy of it, but God gave it to me. Number two, they will never hold on to anything as their own. They will use it, they will keep it, but they know it's transitional. Whatever you're wearing on your back today belong to someone else. Now you could say, I didn't go to thrift store and shop and buy that, or I didn't go to Goodwill shop and buy that. But one second, it used to be cotton. If it's a cotton, sure. And that cotton belonged to a merchant who purchased that. It was cloth. That cloth was purchased from a merchant who was selling cotton, and that cotton was bought from a person who grew it in their field, and that field was leased to them, that was owned by someone else. So someone's owning a land on which someone else is making the cotton, and someone else is making into cloth, and someone else is buying that cloth and making it into shirt. And today it's on your back, and tomorrow you're going to give it to someone else. It may be a family, a member or a friend, and it's just going to keep on moving. Things continue to move. This world only has enough space for what it has on it, and things just continue to rotate. So number one, you'll believe that you aren't worthy of it. Number two, you're always going to hold it in a way that it can slip through your fingers and you're not going to cry about it. And number three, a sign of gratitude and gratefulness is that you will allow those around you to understand the power of gratitude, the power of being grateful, the power of being thankful, and feeling a sense of contentment in life, which again is missing in the world that we live in today. So to our listeners tonight, very simple. We want us all to reflect at a time that our society tells us to give thanks, which people do in their own ways. But by 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, they're going to be running to the mall or to Best Buy to stand in the lines for the best deal out there. It's a contradictive. You can't be giving thanks and then running to grab things. Let us all say, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Or thank you for everything I have, because I have more than I need. And allow me to be an asset, a resource with it, and not a burden or a curse because of it. And last but not least, let's be thankful for everything that we have and allow others to feel that thankfulness as it evolves into contentment, satisfaction, happiness, and true bliss, which cannot be bought in Starbucks, nor can it be bought at Macy's. Carl?
Yeah, but those cranberry bliss bars are really good. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you got me on that. Those are good.
I like those cranberry bliss bars. That's what I look forward to every year, is my cranberry bliss bar and my eggnog latte. But beyond all of that, you know, I I think I would, I think I'd issue a challenge to our listeners. And I know that, you know, Friday's Black Friday, and I know that Monday is Cyber Monday and Tuesday is Giving Tuesday. But I think the challenge that I would issue to our listeners is, why not stay home with your family and spend time with them? Because the time that you have with your family is not guaranteed. So be thankful for your family. Spend time with them. And instead of going to Best Buy to get that 47-inch TV for $1.29, why don't you donate that $1.29 to an organization that would help feed somebody? And it doesn't have to be Yemen, because there's a food crisis right here in the United States. So donate the money to somebody that will help feed somebody.
And again, we have huge problems here at home. Just because we can't see it, or just because we drive by certain parts of our city or certain neighborhoods where we reside, that may be categorized as low-income families, those people are still better off than the people that we haven't seen. And it's a bad situation out there, Carl. It's time to give back. I was telling one of my friends who's Christian, you know what, this Christmas, if I was celebrating Christmas, I wouldn't buy a single gift this year. Rather, I would pool some money together from my family and friends who we all are accustomed to exchanging gifts with, and actually do something great together and feel the happiness. Because truly, the pleasure and happiness of gifts and items doesn't result in the three things I talked about, which is satisfaction, contentment, and bliss and happiness. It doesn't happen. It's that moment. It's that high you get. It's like a sugar shock. Oh, it's amazing. I always wanted it. And then after that, it's a big low. The other day, we were at the Muslim festival here in Dallas, Carl. There was like 12,000 people that attended this festival. And I took my family late because I was working on Saturday and I had a class to teach. Long story short, my son saw this light, you know, one of those things that spin and, you know, lights up. He's like, I want that. I'm like, you know, it's fine. You have enough toys at home. He goes, no, I want that. I want that. He's the youngest son, and he was throwing a tantrum. And I was like, okay, I'll give it to him, because he's the youngest of the boys and he's the sixth one out of the children. I said, okay, I'll give it to you. But I promised him, I said to him that, mashallah, I told him that, I promise you, once you get this, after 2 days, you're not even going to touch it. He's like, no, I want it. Then his sister tried to grab it from him. His other brother tried. He's like, no, it's mine. And so they had their fights for a good hour. But guess what, Carl? It's been Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's been 3 days. It's been sitting in the same spot that it's been sitting in since yesterday. No one cares anymore. So toys, goodies, gadgets will come and go. But to put a smile on someone's face who didn't even expect a hot cup of milk or cocoa, you don't know what prayers they're going to come from their hearts that's going to affect your life. And I finish with this, Carl. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, verily you are sustained. Verily you are sustained and you are helped because of your weak ones. There was a culture that existed in the East till recently that people believed in their core that when you're helping someone, their prayers, their happiness is actually protecting your life, blessing your life, and giving you more. Even that is now fading away as time moves forward. So give someone else happiness and make their happiness your happiness this year.
Amen. And I know you've got some place to be, so we will wrap this up. You know what might make somebody happy, somebody in your social circle, is sharing this podcast with them. So if you want to bring some joy into somebody's life, make sure you share this link with them. Share the page, share the YouTube page, share the Google Play link with them. Maybe that will bring some light into their life and, you know, spark a conversation. And that's what friends do. They share. So we're asking you to go ahead and share this podcast with your friends, family, and neighbors. And you know what else might bring you some joy, since we're talking about money, is buying a VenNet t-shirt or sweatshirt or pop socket, which you can get over at Amazon. And you can learn more about that at vennetwork.org, where you can also see the other fine shows that we have on the Venn Network. And we have more coming soon, inshallah. And I believe that's all the high points. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, from Raw Islam with Imam Azhar, we will say Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
This has been a production of the Venn Network.